Greetings in Christ's name. I'm Pastor Dan Eddy. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts chapter 21, beginning at verse 37 and going into chapter 22 up to verse 16. As Paul was about to be brought into the barracks, he said to the tribune, "May I say something to you?" And he said, "Do you know Greek? Are you not the Egyptian then who recently stirred up a revolt and led the 4,000 men of the assassins out into the wilderness?" Paul replied, "I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no obscure city. I beg you, permit me to speak to the people." And when there was a great hush, he addressed them in the Hebrew language, saying, "Brothers and fathers, hear the defense that I now make before you." And when they heard that he was addressing them in the Hebrew language, they became even more quiet. And Paul said, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, and was brought up in the city, educated at the feet of Gamaliel, according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, as all of you are this day. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering to prison both men and women, as the high priest and the whole council of the elders can bear me witness. From them I received letters to the brothers, and I journeyed toward Damascus to take those also who were there and bring them in bonds to Jerusalem to be punished. As I was on my way and drew near to Damascus, about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' And I answered, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said to me, 'I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting.' Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, 'What shall I do, Lord?' And the Lord said to me, 'Rise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do.' And since I could not see because of the brightness of that light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me and came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, well spoken by all the Jews who lived there, came to me, and standing by me said to me, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And at that very hour I received my sight and saw him. And he said, 'The God of our fathers appointed you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to everyone of what you have seen and heard. And now why do you wait? Rise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.'" In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Have you ever had to defend your faith in Christ? Perhaps someone at a family gathering asked you if there was more than one God. I mean, after all, don't all religions lead to the same God? They might have asked. Maybe at work someone asked you if you believe that marriage is just between one man and one woman. Or maybe you've had a conversation with a friend where they revealed that they don't believe life starts in the womb at conception, but at birth. Others say that you have to work your way to heaven. That is more important than being a part of a church. Our faith in Christ is constantly being tested. Are you ready to respond with conviction, courage, and love? The Apostle Paul was. He had been touring the known world proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. This former enemy of the church, who used to jail and even oversee the murder of Christians, was now giving witness to the truth of Christ. But now he came back to Jerusalem, where he was confronting his enemies in a firestorm of opposition to the point where he was arrested. His former allies, the non-believing Jews, charged him with bringing a Gentile inside the temple. It was a false charge, but if convicted, was punishable by death. Paul's back was against the wall. So to defend himself. He gave a public testimony confessing who he was and confessing his faith in Jesus Christ. And notice from the text that Paul's words were not sugar and spice and everything nice. He confessed sins in that he was an enemy of the church, how the Lord Jesus humbled him on the road to Damascus, and how God used a respected Jew to be his pastor, so to speak, to bring him into the kingdom of Christ through the waters of holy baptism. Paul's words were true, powerful, and effective because they are God's word, inspired by the Holy Spirit, directed by Jesus. However, Paul would still face opposition to the point where there was a plot to kill him. Yet Paul prevailed because Jesus was on his side. Yes, the person of Christ who asked Paul on the road to Damascus why he was persecuting him, this was the same Christ that was protecting Paul in his hour of need. What are we to take away from this message? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 offers insight. In your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, and yet do it with gentleness and respect. God's word creates faith in the heart, humbles you to show you your sins. By faith, Jesus lifts you up in your hour of need with his love, giving and renewing his forgiveness and eternal life in you. He was persecuted by suffering and dying for those sins on the cross. He is also victorious when he rose from the dead to life, giving you everlasting life through believing in him. As part of that faith, he is giving you the words to say as you defend your faith in him without being defensive. Allow the Lord through the Holy Spirit to work in you to dissipate fear, bestow courage, and convey his love, because you never know how the Lord will use your confession of faith to convert hearts from condemned to saved. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. O gracious God, your servant and apostle James was the first among the 12 to suffer martyrdom for the name of Jesus Christ. Pour out upon the leaders of your church that spirit of self-identifying service, that they may forsake all faults and passing allurements and follow Christ alone, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen.